When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Buckets. Mm-hmm. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This shelly you, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, it's what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, you want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets out the buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
You know what's not rough? Our guest.
Oh. There we go. Jack, wow, you didn't even give time to let us intro.
Hey, I'm not leaving her backstage, okay?
Listen, number four in your program, number one in your hearts.
Wow, you prepped something. Now you're really going to be mad at me.
About to be fourth year senior, the leader of the Canes women basketball team, Jasmine Roberts. Welcome. First current player to come on the show. You have made Buckets history.
Hey, I'm excited to be here.
You are also the first one to jump in the live chat. That caught us off guard a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was just chilling in bed. I'm like, oh, like, let me hop on real quick.
We love it. We love it. Yeah. You've already answered this question at ACC Media Days before the season, but we got to ask because we need proof for the live show. If you could only eat one chicken sandwich for the rest of your life, would you go to Popeyes or Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A.
I mean, I already knew the answer. I recorded you.
Speaking over.
No question, Chick-fil-A.
I recorded you saying that at the ACC thing, and I was like, that doesn't count. She's not on the show, but now you are.
Coach Meyer went rogue and said Bojangles, and she ruined the whole game. We never got an actual answer from her.
She likes Bojangles.
Yeah, we do too, but we're like, we need an answer, but she only. But I will add you. Your teammate Leah Harmon also picked Chick-fil-A, so you're joining good company.
She knows the vibes.
She knows what's up. I'm adding you.
Somebody just say, hey, what's up?
Yeah, you got fans.
You can see the comments pop up.
Yeah. Oh, you got fans in the chat.
There you go.
I've been promoting for a day.
Hey, that's lit.
So all of us at Buckets are very happy that you're returning to the team next year. Can you talk about coming back to Miami for your fourth season, especially with Coach Meyer retiring, kind of what made you be like, Miami's my home, and especially with a bunch of kind of turnover and stuff, what went into you being like, nah, I bleed orange and green?
Yeah, I mean, like, it was just obviously like a lot going on in the past month, 2 months, and I was upset to see Coach Meyer go, but I mean, like, my thing was that, yeah, like, I love Miami. Like, I'm a Hurricane, and I just, I think having a lot of confidence in Coach Trisha, the new head coach, and like especially her bringing in the other coaches and like keeping fits as well. So I just had a lot of confidence in like who we could recruit and like what we could do this season. And so like I just putting everything into perspective, I was like, yeah, like I never wanted to have to leave Miami. Like it was just kind of like a bombshell thrown on me, like obviously Coach K retiring, but just my whole thing was just trying to figure out like what the next steps were, who was going to be the head coach, what was it going to look like, stuff like that.
Yeah, we did like a 2-hour show the day Coach Meyer retired, and it was pretty much me and Vish like almost crying to the camera for almost.
Yeah, we were stunned. It was shocking. Yeah,
it was shocking.
I think it shocked everybody. Vish, what's up?
Wow. Okay. Good transition.
I have a million questions. I'll talk all day, but I was trying to go.
We know you will.
Ask me whatever.
So you mentioned Coach Cullup. Like, how what was it like meeting her? Like, how'd you find out she was going to be the new coach? And then what were your impressions when you first met her?
So I found out on my ESPN notifications.
Oh, man.
That was crazy. Like, I was just, I'm not sure what time it was, but it was just, like, breaking news. Like, Coach Tricia Cullup, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, like, I mean, honestly, my reaction was like, I don't know who this is. Like,
that was our reaction too, to be honest.
My honest reaction, like, I'm keep it 100. But after meeting her and just like really getting a feel for like her energy and her vibe, and like she just really like seems like a very genuine person, and that caught my eye. Like her telling me like, I care about you as a person more than a player. You're always gonna be my family. I'm gonna take care of you. Words like that like meant a lot to me. And me deciding to, you know, stay and play under her. She's a great person. I don't doubt that she's a great coach. I mean, like, she's a winner. She won at her last school. So, I mean, it's like my thing was like, I really, you know, fell in love with like her energy, just her genuine personality, her vibe, and all together.
So the world really got to know you in that tournament run a couple years ago. Obviously, you started off that season like coming off the bench, and then once you got into that starting lineup, like there was no way you were given that spot up. Can you talk about that tournament run and just like how you evolved that sophomore year?
Yeah, honestly, my sophomore year was like a little fever dream. Like everything happened, it just worked out perfectly for me and the team. I feel like obviously, like me getting to the starting lineup was Destiny getting injured. Which I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Like, Destiny's like my twin. Literally love her to death. But, you know, it happened, and, like, I was the next man up. And it was kind of like when I got my chance, when I got in the starting lineup, like, I made sure that I was never leaving the starting lineup. Like, I said to myself, I was like, Jasmine, like, don't give them any reason to take you out. Like, I literally was like, don't give Katie, like, make her keep you in the lineup. Like, make her have to keep you. And so, like, I feel like I just prove that to, you know, myself and everybody else. And just I think the confidence level just really was above anything. Like the confidence from my teammates, the confidence from the coaches, and then like all the work that I have put in to get to that moment. Like early workouts, like my freshman year waking up at 7 a.m sophomore year waking up at 7 a.m like just getting reps. And so I'll say the tournament, it was just, I think I just got hot at the right time, to be honest. Like, averaging 19 points in the tournament, like, everybody doesn't do that, but it was just kind of like confidence was booming. You know, we were playing very well together. Like, our team found our rhythm, and it just happened to be me playing, like, very well. But, I mean, like, credit to my team, my coaches and everything, because they helped me, like, be able to. They, you know, they were giving me the looks. They were setting me up and stuff like that, so.
We were ready to drive to Dallas. We were all in Houston for the Final Four. We were ready to make that drive.
We were
going to
go back
Dallas.
And forth.
Yeah. We were about to go back and forth. Yeah. We were ready. So
after we beat Villanova, I'm not going to lie. Like, I thought we were winning it all. I was like, oh, yeah, nobody's beating us right now. Like, we're playing our best basketball. I didn't think anybody was going to beat us. Like,
Nah, LSU is a bit of a juggernaut. Although, I mean, you all held LSU to like their lowest amount of points like that season. So the defense was on point. You just needed a few more buckets.
Yeah, we just needed buckets. Like we really, and I think about it too. I'm like, we were so close. Like we were right there to like going to the Final Four, getting a chance to play for a championship. And I mean, like obviously, like it came down to like we really just couldn't hit like enough shots. But you think about it, like. We were right there, like, with the national champions. So.
Well, now you're going to get to run it back with the Cavender twins. I mean.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's what – and I'm so happy they're here because, like, they have the experience, and I played with them before, which is why, to me, it's not really a rebuild this year. It's more like a – I don't know. I don't see it as rebuild because you have two people who started on the Elite Eight team. So it's like it's like – not really Rebo.
No, but Coach has brought some good people in though.
We have other people too. Like we have a really good roster. It's like a lot of experience, a lot of veteran experience. And then we have the three freshies coming in too who are like really good. So I mean I'm excited for this team this year, to be honest.
And when Lamaya gets healthy. I was talking her up all season. If you go back to some of our earlier pods in the beginning of your season, I was talking her up all season. When she's healthy, whew.
Yeah, she's so good.
Her dynamic defense, she can shoot, she can drive. I mean, when she gets back, the two of you on the floor together, whew.
I'm really excited for Maya to get back because, like, we add her to that, and it's like, we're really good. Like, we're going to be really good.
So going back to 2 years ago in the Villanova game, you kind of took that game over and carried the team on your back. And then, I mean, for those that don't remember, it was a crazy game, had a big lead. You know, they came back and took the lead, including part of that comeback was a BS intentional foul they called on you, which I'm still mad about.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, you have a good memory.
There was a loose ball, and she dove for a loose ball, and they said she tripped someone on purpose. And it was like so
that was worse. That's worse than that 5 second call.
Which Jasmine was inbounding on, too.
The 5 second call was insane. That was crazy. That was actually crazy.
But then back to the Villanova one. But then after they took the lead, there was like a minute left, and you hit the big shot. Can you talk about how made the 3-point play that then we put the game away after that? Can you talk about like what's going through your head? You get the ball and you just powered it up through their defense and scored and kind of carried the team.
Yeah. What was going through my head was just like you got a chance to like put the whole game away and like take your team to the next, to the Elite Eight. And it was like I had honestly like I see Dez shooting the ball. And my whole thing was like, okay, like if she misses a shot, like I gotta get the ball. So I was like just tracking the ball down, ready to get the offensive rebound. And then when I got it, put it back up, and then like everybody's hyping me up. So that was a fun moment. And then going to the free throw line, it was just like, all right, like it's a rep. Like you shot all these free throws like your whole life. Like it's one free throw. I didn't put too much pressure on myself, because I was really, really confident. So I was just like, okay, like just hit this shot. Put them away and let's just go to the next game. So I think that it was just like a confidence thing, an excitement thing. And I was like kind of a hot hand that game. So it was like in my head, I knew the shot was going in.
Yo, that Elite Eight run was such an emotional roller coaster for the fans. I'm sure it was for you guys too, with like being down big against Oklahoma State and coming back. And then that Indiana game, They tie it with a three, and then that shot, destiny at the end, and Haley shooting out on the free throw line. Like, I mean, you guys need to get a high seed next season so you guys can host the first two rounds.
Yeah, I want
to
host, right?
We want home games. We want home games in the tournament.
I want to host. That whole thing was just crazy. Like, and this we won every game by like with no more than 3 points for like it was like very small margin.
Were y'all keeping in touch with like the men's team through all that? Like you guys both had like historic runs. Were y'all like
we were a little bit. It's crazy because when they beat Indiana, we you played Indiana next. Yeah, so we were like, okay, like if we both beat Indiana, then we're both going to, the Elite Eight. Like it was like that would be so cool if we both just like beat them. So like we kind of were keeping up with them, and it was fun to like experience it with both teams.
Random question. So I played basketball through high school. Obviously, I'm not like a hooper like you, like playing college basketball, whatever. But four was my number in high school when I played basketball and softball. So is there any reason behind wearing four, or was that just kind of the number you wore, like when you started, or is there any meaning behind it?
Honestly, it's my number is really 24. I'm a big Kobe fan. Like, I wore 24 throughout high school.
Let's go.
I couldn't get 24 in college. Just retired. So I just got number 4. And then it's crazy because my cousin Shanice played here, Shanice Bailey, and she was number 4. So I was like, oh, yeah, like, I'll wear number 4 because she wore 2. And then, like, take away the 2 out of the 24. So it was, like, both of those kind of put together.
That's
Jasmine, you have a lot of – I know Kobe is my guy. I'm here in the West Coast. So I'm in Southern California. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Kobe's huge here. But you got a lot of athletes in your family, right?
Yeah, I do.
You got – yeah, you're related to a lot of people that played – I mean, like you said, your cousin that played there, and then some guys that play in the NFL as well, right?
Yeah, and I got a cousin in the WNBA right now, Courtney Williams, too. Played for the Minnesota Lynx, so – definitely some athletic genes.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be the next one, right? So.
Yeah, definitely.
You got one of the new coaches, Muriel Page played in the WNBA for 11 seasons. So.
She did. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited to learn from her because she has a lot of experience, you know.
How important was it? So, obviously, like you said, you found out – Coach Cole on an ESPN alert. That's not great communication by your school. But anyway, we got to talk to them about that. But how important was it that, you know, some of the people are, like you mentioned, Coach Fitz, but also Lynette, Margie. So there's some familiarity with how important was that for you? Because obviously you had options to leave if you wanted.
Yeah,
to.
That was very important because, you know, like I'll speak on Fitz. Like he is a great coach. And he's a great person to learn from. And he, like, is really going to push you every single day. And so I was like, if there's any coach that I did want here, it would be him. Because, like, he's just a very consistent person. Like, you know what you're going to get from Fitz every day. And consistency is good. Like, it's better to know what to expect from a person, you know. And he's always going to be expecting the best out of you. Expecting, you know, for you to work hard. Especially on defense. He's a defensive specialist. So, like, that was a big for me for him to stay. And then as far as Lonnie and Margie, I feel like they do a lot for the program. And they just, like, Lonnie's been on, like, she's been at Miami for, I might be wrong, but going on 20-ish years, I'm probably wrong. Don't feel that, but.
A long time. She's
been here for a long time. And she just knows a lot about the school. Like, she's just familiar with it. And she's a great person to be around. And as well as Margie, like, very sweet person. Been here for a long time, just good people, and also just knowing a lot. So I feel like them three still being in the program also had like a very big influence in me and staying, because it's like I know they have my back, like they know me, I know them, and I'm not just going into something like kind of blind, you know, like I know the people that are here.
I gotta ask this because this is a big debate between the three of us on this show. One of the new uniforms that Miami debuted this year was the Coral Gables trolley uniforms, the bright yellow ones. I gotta know your opinion on these.
Without, I should have worn it.
Guys, don't say anything. Your honest opinion to those uniforms.
Those were my favorite. They were my favorite uniforms, to be honest.
They weren't your favorite?
We're
no,
not.
They were not my favorite uniform. I mean, I wasn't really feeling like the.
It's the bright yellow, right?
I couldn't really tell what color it was. Like, I couldn't really tell what color it was, but those were my favorite ones. My favorite jerseys are the black ones.
Fear of God.
I like the Fear of God, but just like the black ones, like the away jerseys.
Oh yeah.
Yes. And then I like the Fear of Guys too, but I heard a lot of people didn't like them. Apparently, like
the Black History Month ones are my favorite.
I like those too. Yeah, I like those
the,
too.
The Coral Gables trolley ones, I was just like, they're a cool design, but that yellow,
it's confusing.
Yeah, Vish is a fan.
I own that jersey. I did wait for them to get discounted after the season was over, and I recently purchased that on clearance.
They were like 90% off. Back the orange uniforms. I'm trying to get
those. Oh, I love those. I gotta say, I rewatched the Miami Louisville game from the tournament from your freshman season where Destiny just went off in the last 5 minutes. I rewatched the end of that game when I'm sad about basketball. But those uniforms are awesome.
They're good luck. Like uniforms, we wore the orange uniforms every game in March Madness. If you didn't notice, we kept rewearing them. I was like, because we played, we had the green ones on in the ACC tournament, and I was like, Lonnie, burn those jerseys. I was like, burn those. Let's wear orange. And then we won our first game in orange, and I was like, no, we got to keep wearing orange, for the rest of the tournament, and we just kept wearing it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Yo, the guys had the same thing that year, those throwback orange ones too, that through their Elite Eight run, that we didn't lose in those jerseys the whole season. And those are their best jerseys ever too. Orange is the way to go.
It's the best color.
See, this is why Jasmine.
Not yellow.
Not the yellow, whatever color. Is it even yellow?
Yeah, she doesn't like the yellow. She likes Chick-fil-A, and she wears four.
I feel like I'm getting dunked on.
This is why Jasmine's the GOAT right here, man. I gotta get her a hoodie. We gotta get Jasmine a hoodie.
Yeah, what's the hoodie?
I have a hoodie line. Actually, one of them you would like. I made I have four hoodies, but one of them says Larinaga Meyer 23 from the historic run both teams made. We gotta get you that hoodie. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna get you that hoodie.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Yeah, we're gonna get that for you. Matt, come on, ask a question.
Yeah, no, I was gonna ask, so right now it's off season, obviously, a lot of individual skill work, I'm guessing. What's kind of the things that you've been working on in the off season individually as a player?
Yeah, good question. So I'll be honest, I just started back working out. I was actually rehabbing because my knee, I had something going on with my knee last season. And so I got it a little tiny procedure done, not that serious, but I took a lot of rest time, so I'm just getting back into it as of this week, literally this week. So, but I'll say that what I'm working on is ball handling, definitely, being a better 3-point shooter, and just more so having the ball in my hands, being able to make plays more, being a little more dynamic with the ball, coming off ball screens better, making those reads. That's what I'm going to work on off season.
I like that. I mean, your shooting was pretty good. You seem to always be around when we needed a bucket. At the end of games.
I had a good 3-point percentage, but I just want to be able to I don't know. I feel like my shot could always be better. So
I don't know. Whenever we were in the 1-1, I was hoping that the ball was in your hands because free throw shooting was a little suspect.
It was a little. It was though. I mean, I think. I think I shot like 80% from free throw, or like maybe like 79.
You and Cheyenne, you guys were the ones I wanted to have the ball in the hand, in your hands when we were in the bonus for sure.
Yeah.
So we got some snipers coming back now. Haley and Hannah, they don't miss
Haley. She's like 90%.
Yeah.
Like when she was at her when she was at Fresno, she shot the best 3-point percentage in the country. It was like 90%. Yeah.
We're not gonna have to worry about free throw shooting.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we're gonna be a good free throw shooting team.
It was just a running joke we had through the season. It's just like, well, we win games and just ignore the free throw percentage.
Yeah, it was tough.
I know we were trying to get you on the show last week, and you were talking about, you know, you were, you know, talking like hosting recruits and whatnot. Any players that are coming in that you've kind of already like bonded with, or you're like talking about like your game, like some of the bigs we brought in. Like Nat Marshall from Notre Dame, like that pick and roll game, I can see that working really, really well.
Yeah, Nat, like I really like Nat. She's a very smart player. She has a nice game to her, and like I said, she's experienced, like she's a vet. So like on her visit here, I really clicked with her. And then we just got Darian as well from Mississippi State, who is a bucket. Like she's a whole bucket. So, and like me and her talked a lot. I went to dinner with her when she was here. And so we really like connected. And I think that like we're going to have a good little connection on the court this year. We got something else, but I don't even think I can say it yet.
If it's not announced yet, don't say it. I'll get you in trouble.
Oh, yeah, don't get in trouble.
Yeah, don't get in trouble.
We were discussing before you came on about like if we think the you guys are going to add any more players, and we were like giving predictions or whatever, but don't get in trouble.
I can't say too much.
But that's we love it. Listen, Coach Cullen, man, her recruiting and the couple months that she's been with the program, I'm like, she went to work
like, and she told me that like she really like made that promise to me. She was like, Jasmine, like, you stay here, like, I'm going to get you, like, great players around you. Like, we're going to get this. We're going to recruit. But she just said, like, I'm going to need your help. And I was like, okay, like, I'm going to help you. And so, like, her, me, and all the rest of the coaches, and, like, even Maya, like, we all helped, you know, to bring these people in. So,
yeah, we were all speculating about who was going to stay, who was going to go. And, like, it's just more and more announcements of people leaving. And I'm just like, are we done yet?
It was like, boom, boom. But, yeah, it was like.
Your girl Jalea kind of messed with our hearts and minds there a little bit.
Messed with mine too. Jalea, I'm gonna miss her. I'm gonna miss Jalea.
I know that's your girl. She was your roommate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
That's so all right. when Darian came in, you had to mention that you went into the Starkville and beat them, right? I mean.
Yeah. No, I definitely did. I was like. You know, she was like, yeah, I remember that game. Like,
yo, Vish was at that game.
I went
Vish
to that game.
For that game.
I was the only one there in the family. It was me and then Coach Pitts' kids.
Oh.
We're sitting there right next to the bench.
That was a fun game, though.
That was a fun game. That was a trip game. I enjoyed.
Yeah.
We watched the DePaul game from a chicken spot in Virginia on Vish's phone. I had flown in because we were going to a men's game in New York, and I flew in and we're like, oh, the second half of the DePaul game is on. So we had it on his phone while we're watching dinner, and like we like closed that place down watching y'all beat DePaul.
I think they were trying to leave, but we're like, nope, the game's not.
That was a fun game too.
This will not be a repeat of last year. We're winning this game.
And it's crazy because Darian was on that team. The team when we lost.
Oh, yeah.
Two years ago.
Man, there's a lot of history.
Had like 30 points.
We don't want to talk about that game, though. So
yeah.
So y'all are 1-1. All right. And now you guys are playing together.
So now we get to play together. Now we get to team up.
That works. No, I like her game, and I like the height that she brings, because she's like 5'11". That's nice height to bring to the backcourt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So real quick before we let you go, because we'll talk forever. Besides basketball, what other things are you into? Everyone knows you as, you know, the GOAT of the women's team. But what other things do you like to do? Like Leah Harmon told us she loves to cook. So what are your hobbies?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really cook like that.
It's all right. I barely know how to use a microwave. You're good.
I don't cook.
Like, what's your hobbies?
I like to play video games. I like to go to the beach. Like, I love the beach. And honestly, just like chilling, like, sitting outside, being in bed watching TV, like very chill lifestyle.
We did a Mount Rushmore a few weeks ago of our favorite TV shows. So what are you watching right now?
What am I watching?
Like, what do you like to binge? Like, what are you binging? Or what should we be binging?
I was gonna ask y'all for show recommendations because I don't.
Have you watched Game of Thrones?
No.
That's based on your reaction. That's not your style.
Yeah.
No, not your style.
What are your shows? What type of shows do you like?
I like comedy. I like the street, like a little street hood, like BMF, like you power, anything power, like what 50 Cent.
And oh yeah.
I like, what else do I watch? I'm watching Abbott Elementary.
That one's good.
Funny. And what else?
Apparently, you don't watch enough TV. I haven't heard of any of this stuff.
I haven't watched TV in a while, though. Like, I've been kind of busy, so I haven't been able to, like, actually
watch. I know, you just finished finals, right?
Yeah, I just took my last final today.
Nice. Congrats.
Just took my last final.
You're a senior. Good. Let's go.
Crazy.
Those 4 years go fast, I'm telling you.
I know, I'm experiencing right now. I'm like, dang, like, a year from now, I'm going to be graduating.
It goes even faster after you finish. I'm like, I'm the class of 2008. It's been a while.
Right, everybody in here say what class they graduated in.
Oh,
ready,
boy.
Go.
From 03.
From college?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was
yeah
from he's college? 08. Matt's the youngest.
2017.
Oh, okay. That's not like you yeah said 03?
Yeah, I went.
Yeah,
Mitch 03, is 03, yeah.
You know,
yes.
I was born in 03?
No, I know. I know. I hire college students at work, and I'm like, yeah, these people were not alive when I graduated college.
I'm just going to go with my master's and say 2016. That makes me – I'll just lie. I'll pretend it's undergrad, but it's really my master's.
Jasmine, you want to know what happened to me? So I coach high school basketball. Mm-hmm. One of the players on my team is my first year coaching right now. It's been a long time since I coached. Mm-hmm. The kid guessed how old I was. He guessed I was 50 years old.
Whoa,
he's like, are you like 50?
You don't look 50. You don't look,
I'm 50. Like, bro, I'm 30. Like, I'm not 50.
I would say like 30. 30 ish.
Thank you.
50 is crazy.
How would be? The facial hair makes you look a little bit older, but you definitely don't look 50, Matt.
Yeah, no,
I just turned 38, so I feel old.
I wouldn't even guess you were 38. I would have said like a early 30.
Appreciate you.
Maybe. Yeah.
There you go.
But y'all look young. Hey, y'all young.
I will say a big thing on this show is talking about how y'all's hairstyles change like every single week. Like, I get so confused. Like, you went to the short hairstyle and for like half the game, I thought you were Lachey. And then I'm like, no, that's Jasmine. I was like, yo, because you've had the long hair. You've had the long hair for so long. And I was just like, I gotta start looking at numbers now. Cause I was just like, what's going on?
I know. I go through like my little short hair phase. Like that's when I don't feel like getting my hair done though. But like usually I like to keep my hair done.
Yeah. So, cause like every men's game, I was like, all right, is Keyshawn rocking the fro or is he going with the corn rolls? Like that was always a thing. Mm-hmm. And so like you all were changing your hairstyles. I was like, this is,
you gotta switch it up. You gotta keep it, you know. Keep it fun.
If you ever go back and watch the old shows, I was like, oh, I thought this was so-and-so. And then I realized she's got short hair and like we were used to the long hair. But anyway, we could keep talking, but we'll let you go because you've been sitting in your car for half an hour. But you know, you're welcome on the show anytime. Bring your teammates. We'd love to have all of y'all anytime. And good luck in the off season. And we're big fans and thank you for picking Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, of course. No, Chick-fil-A every day. And I thank you guys for having me. It was fun being on here.
Thank you. Like just answering a random DM from people like
and joining the show live.
You're the first one to ever pop in the show. Like I was like, you popped in, and I had to double check to make sure that was actually you. We were like, all right, sweet. So
no problem. I support who supports me. So
yeah
I'm gonna show love.
All right, cool. Thank you for joining us. Good luck in the off season. If you ever want to come on again, let us know. You're welcome on anytime. And I'll let you know I'm gonna send you a hoodie. We gotta get you a hoodie.
Okay. All right, cool.
Have a good night.
Good night. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Jasmine.
Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.